Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Nikki Javala of The Athletic joins us. Courtesy of Ent Credit Union, better rates, lower fees. Visit Ent.com. Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
And let me tell you, I asked that question about the council. The real reason I asked it is because you told me you used to be, Tom talking to Tom, not you, Nikki. I don't know what council you're on, student council. But you, Tommy, were on that. We've talked about it many times.
Right.
In fact, you said not only were you on a council of like four or five guys, but you were on a just you and Rod with Shanahan.
What offense? Yeah, it was an offensive change, so it was just Rod and I.
So let me ask you this before I go to Nikki: how often would Mike get you guys? How often would it be?
I only think you have the committee when things are going bad. Because when things are going well, what's the point of right. checking in with the players and the thing? So, I mean, I wasn't on that. I don't even think he had it when we were 0-4 in 99. I don't think we had a committee mm-hmm. at that point, but that was like the worst season we'd went through. Nick, so you didn't have to, we weren't meeting all that much.
Nikki, did you have any sense that a group of players has met in the past 24 hours or have gotten together with Vic or some of the coaches like that?
I have not heard that. But I know it's not like he doesn't talk to the players regularly because he's in so many meetings. I know when Vance was here, he said he held leadership council meetings every week, but the council with his team, that was like 20 guys, they said. It was like all the veteran players.
Mm. Too much.
And I know they met like, when all the anthem protest stuff was going on, especially after that Buffalo game when most of the team took a knee. So they met in like a lot of interesting situations, like critical situations to make team decisions. But I don't know how valuable that was then because, I mean, it didn't really affect the way they played or their frustrations. I mean, Chris Harris was incredibly vocal during that time about how much he did not like the scheme and, you know, how things weren't working. And he was on the leadership council. So to kind of insinuate that would fix things and that would improve the locker room, I'm not so sure it would. I think winning probably would. But I do think that Vic does talk regularly with his players, and I know he's talked individually with guys when things have come up, especially with, you know, Chris's reported comments, the 13 weeks comments. He said he would talk to him. So, I haven't heard anything about them meeting since you asked.
Well, I think it would help.
Because, I do, too.
When we would meet, it was, you know, you can talk to Vic one-on-one, all that stuff, but when there's 10 of you with the head coach, it's permission to speak freely. Mm. And it's mm-hmm. now you have 10 against one with the coach, and you feel more comfortable, and mm-hmm. you can kind of clear the air. And none of us like that game plan we had last week, or mm-hmm. you can kind of speak freely without worrying about hurting anyone's feelings. And I'm shocked that they don't do this, especially at 0-4.
It surprised me when he said, Nikki, that they just hadn't got together recently. And then, you know, he decided not to have regular captains, which is he's well within his rights. But it does give me this feeling like, man, are we really losing touch with what's going on with the pulse of the team?
I think the bigger problem is not so much who is appointed captain, is that they don't have a natural person who would be captain, who would be that leader. I think that gets to the heart of it. I mean, if this were going on when Peyton was here, when DeMarcus was here, I mean, this would be squashed immediately, right? When you hear guys screaming at each other in the locker room, that never would have happened. Granted, they were a better team then, but still, it just didn't happen. It wouldn't happen. And I think that gets to the heart of what's really been going on over the last few years is they don't have that natural leader on either side of the ball. Joe Flacco, you could say it should be him, but he's also new. So it's probably not natural to him yet. There's nobody on the defensive side who would take on that role, right? So who else is it going to be? Who is going to be the one to naturally carry them over the hump? You can say, you know, it should be Vaughn, but that's not who he is. That's not his personality. It never has been. So I think that's their biggest issue right now. I think the hiring of Vic Fangio alleviated some things because I don't think Vance Joseph was that coaching leader that they needed either. And that's where you saw a lot of the accountability problems. And, you know, it just seemed like they were always on a different page. You know, the record isn't great right now, but I do think they're on more of the same page. It's just going to take some time to gel in terms of on-field things. It's just they're losing. They're 0-4. Guys are unhappy. Guys are frustrated. They're going to air their frustrations. You just don't want it to get to the point like it did a couple years ago, you know, where they're, you know, screaming and throwing punches at practice to the point where some of the younger guys are in tears in the locker room, which did happen.
Nikki, you've been around Vic, you know, on a day-to-day, you know, day-to-day kind of routine. He's four games into his head coaching career. How comfortable is he in that role?
I don't think he's comfortable. Let me pick the best way to say this. He doesn't like losing. He doesn't want to be in this situation. Clearly, he said, you know, I never thought this transition would be this difficult. I remember Les Shapiro asking that question after the latest game. But in terms of his own job security, he's fine. And I think that's a good thing because this is a complex system. They also have a first-year coordinator in Rich Scangarello. Basically, an entirely new staff, a lot of new players, a lot of young players, a new quarterback. It should have been expected that it would take some time. It shouldn't have been expected that they make these same mistakes repeatedly. But I think Vic is fine in that regard.
Not so much, you know, wins and losses and his job security, but I'm just saying overall, around head coaches, does he seem like he's comfortable being a head coach in the NFL after four games? Because, I mean, on a text line, you hear from callers that he doesn't look comfortable standing on the sidelines. He has to deal with, he seems prickly with the press. And that's probably from losses.
He's always been like that, though. If you go back and watch press conferences with Chicago, that's kind of his demeanor. I think it is an adjustment going from the booth to the sidelines. He's admitted that much, and I think it is going to take some time before he starts to feel fully comfortable there. But in terms of just overall being a head coach, I think he is, just because he's been around the game for 40 years now. He's been in the NFL for 32, so he's not like your typical first-year head coach. I mean, he's been around this for quite some time. There are some things that are going to take adjustments. But I do think generally he is comfortable, certainly more so than Vance or other first-year head coaches in similar situations.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens on Sunday. The pressure is. How would you describe?
I would say the pressure is higher elsewhere, not so much on Vic.
Where's the pressure?
I would say it's on the personnel staff. Certainly. I mean, you know, after back-to-back losing seasons, they haven't been back to the playoffs since they won Super Bowl 50, and now you're 0-4. I mean,
can you see?
Yeah,
all right,
it's
can you
be
see
on the personnel department?
Can you see changes in the personnel department?
Yes.
During the season.
I don't know what that would accomplish during the season.
Well,
you
have to fill the void.
If you're going to lose, get your high draft pick. I mean, nobody's going to admit to tanking, but I don't know what it would accomplish in season.
Right.
If you're going to make drastic changes, you either want to do it right after the draft. So you have a full year to kind of get your plan in place before you have to, you know, bring in the next crop of players who are going to be, you know, there for a while, or do it, you know, at the end of the season where you feel like you have enough of your scouting down and, you know, you can make changes, you know, pretty high up if you want and not totally disrupt things, if that makes any sense. But, you know, if things keep going the way they are, I don't know how they're not going to be able to make changes. And I'm not necessarily talking about John Elway. I'm talking about the department as a whole. I mean, 3 years now, like, you know, of losing. This is the Denver Broncos we're talking about. This is not their standard by any means.
All right, Nikki, tell Joey we miss him.
Yeah, Joey's his mom today.
Yeah.
I know. He's
all right?
Sleeping.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, if you want to ever come by and say hello, you're more than welcome to.
Well, I don't care because I don't like dogs, but Tom loves dogs.
He can he not like dogs? That says a lot about you.
Who doesn't like dogs?
This guy right here.
He's got a cat.
Wow. Yep. Cat
oh
guy.
Oh, my God. Why?
Yeah. I barely like the cat. It just,
I don't know. I feel like Nikki has a lot of Yankees paraphernalia.
Yeah, she does.
I mean, it's upstairs, so, like, you know, it's...
So why don't you go watch
so you don't turn off your visitors right away.
Why don't you go watch the Yankees with Nikki? That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, what do you want to go watch the Yanks tomorrow?
Right.
Go Twins.
Go right.
Twins.
Right. And you know what? I would like watching the Yankees with you, Nikki. And Tom
only,
and I.
Only if they're losing.
Oh, well, we would root for that vociferously as the game goes on. So.
I know you're going to be shocked by this, but I can be a little bit belligerent when it comes to the Yankees.
It sounds like a bit of a challenge.
It's a typical Yankees fan.
Like who could ruin each other's night worse?
Yeah.
I'm going to bet on us on that one, to be honest with you.
Should have pitched CeCe. Should have kept him on the roster.
Hmm?
Yeah, no.
Okay. All right, Nikki.
Sore subject.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Nikki Jabala, courtesy of End Credit Union, a Yankees fan. And see, she sounds smart most of the time. We'll come back with Tale of the Tape, the Broncos front seven against the Chargers offensive line. What is going on? Michael Schofield III. That's next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.